You're listening to SBS News.
And one, two, three, four, and up.
Under the spotlight, 13 teenagers who reinterpreted ancient stories. The choreography, a mixture of Dreamtime yarns and contemporary Indigenous issues, which were explained to the group by elders.
Oh, it's a bit difficult, but when you get stuck into a new mindset to it, it's awesome.
That's 17-year-old Jasmine Sharman, who's one of the students. Practicing dance on stage this week has boosted her confidence.
Oh, it's actually made me express my feelings and put it out there, and I'm less shy now and that.
Where do you want to go from here?
I don't know, actually. Like, I've learnt a bit more about my culture. I could, like, become, like, one of the culture people, like, telling their stories too.
The students have been asked to participate as they're part of a sponsorship program of the Smith Family, a charity that helps disadvantaged children achieve their best. Nash Baverstock Ward is another participant.
I enjoy being on stage because performing on stage is a way to show emotion without necessarily using your words.
The group are guided by the Bangara Dance Company and Youth Program Director, Sydney Saltner.
So they had to go learn from the elders, storybook their ideas, come up with choreographic tasks that were created and do all that and put a show on in 1 week, which is a huge ask for them, but they've stepped up to the bait.
For the Smith family, who sponsored the program, watching the teens' confidence peak has been the highlight. The program director is Kimberly Meredith.
It's really pushed them out of their comfort zone, but at the end of the week, they've actually come out of it better than when they went in with more confidence. That's really good for the students because confidence can follow you anywhere.
Dance moves are helping these teenagers step towards success. Lucy Murray, SBS News.